We're going to move on up the road to Frankfort now, and joining us now to talk about the Kentucky General Assembly and state government is Kentucky Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Kenny Colston. Kenny, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're with us live today because lawmakers have taken a previously unscheduled day off today. Why is that?
Well, basically, redistricting is holding up everything in Frankfort. Mm-hmm. As you know, earlier this week, Circuit Court Judge Philip Shepard in Franklin County decided to put a restraining order on the filing deadline for the Secretary of State's office. So now there's, you know, candidates could still get into these legislative races. When they do that, the incumbents get very nervous about taking any certain votes or making stances on certain legislation. So that's basically gummed up everything. You're not going to see a gambling bill anytime soon until this works its way through the court. The good news is that the court will have an evidentiary hearing on Monday, could rule early this week. The filing deadline is currently set for this Tuesday, so they could be working in Frankfort pretty soon, but until then, they've decided why burn a day, why waste taxpayers' money. We're not going to work today.
And they'll just make it up later.
Yeah, that's right. At the end of the session, and they kind of spend it as a positive. Usually at the end of the session, they're rushing to get the budget in on time anyways, and they said an extra day at the end of the session would probably be better for us anyways.
Better than moving the clock back like they
Yeah. Well, that's funny because they can't. They used to just stop the clock on the wall because they have to do it by midnight, but now everything's automated, so you can't really tell a computer to stop 5 minutes before midnight. You'll throw this whole system out of whack. So the extra day is probably a good thing.
Now, Governor Beshear, as you mentioned, has blamed this impasse on redistricting for the delay in his expanded gambling amendment. Is that what's holding it up, or are there other problems with it?
You know, I think the gambling amendment has a lot of issues it's working through. Both Governor Steve Beshear and Senator Damon Thayer have said that the votes are close to 23. Beshear says there's probably are 23 votes to pass the amendment out of the Senate. Thayer has said that it's close, so you've got that element. There are a lot of groups working against the gambling amendment. That has a lot to do with it as well. But I'm pretty sure Senator Thayer is reluctant to really get this amendment out there before the filing deadline. And Beshear, you know, obviously is not going to turn down his newfound Republican support in that chamber. So he's deferring to Thayer. He's letting Thayer kind of tell him how the chamber would go, when's the good time. The governor says the amendment is ready, the language is ready, he's ready to go. He's just trying to be patient with the lawmakers that he needs to pass this bill.
Now, there was a little bit of a war of words earlier this week involving Senate President David Williams and the governor on this issue. Someone mentioned about put on your big boy pants. What happened there?
Yeah, it was almost like we went back a few months and we were back in the governor's race that everybody wanted. Governor Steve Beshear and Senate President David Williams were punching each other in the mouth over this gambling amendment. Beshear basically came out and said Senator Williams is actively lobbying against this bill. He's not allowing it, despite his defeat to me. He's not allowing this bill up in the Senate. He's working against it. And, you know, Williams came out and called the governor a poor winner. He needed to put on his big boy pants and put the governor's race behind him. Beshear obviously then went, and of course there was the piece in the Herald Leader about Senator Thayer and his consulting business and how that includes people in the horse racing industry. And so that got Thayer to call the Herald Leader saying they were doing a hatchet job, and Beshear came out in defense of Thayer. I mean, it's good drama there in the Capitol for the first part of the week here, and it was the governor's race that I think everybody wanted to see a few months ago and never got the opportunity to.
Some other issues in the General Assembly. There's a proposal afoot to establish charter schools in Kentucky. Where does that stand?
That bill is actually going to come up for its first hearing ever in the House Education Committee in 2 weeks. Advocates of charter schools have been actively pushing this more so than in the past. You see TV ads, you see big rallies in the Capitol, a lot of groups are coming together. And I think that pressure has finally allowed the bill to get the committee hearing that it hasn't had yet. House Education Chairman Carl Rollins is not in favor of charter schools, and usually in Frankfort, if you're a chairman and you're not in favor of something, that bill does not come to you up in your committee unless you want to publicly kill it. I talked to Rollins about that, and he says that he doesn't think the votes are there, but he's not calling up the bill just to publicly kill it. So, you know, I guess if those lobbying groups can get enough legislators to flip in the House, it'll be difficult to do. A lot of teacher unions aren't in favor of charter schools, but they are getting their first hearing, and that's progress.
There was a big summit this week on prescription drug abuse in Kentucky and the so-called pipeline to Florida, and I believe Representative Stumbo is going to be proposing legislation cracking down on doctors who write excessive prescriptions.
Yeah, he introduced the bill in the House yesterday. It is a very tough law. It goes after doctors who overprescribe pain medicine. It goes after people who go and doctor shop, who go doctor to doctor saying, I have a back problem, and then sell those pills out on the streets. It even goes after the Board of Medical Licensure. It allows, you know, they have to actively investigate any overprescribing doctors. They have to keep records. They have to be very tough on these doctors that they license. And if they don't do their job, then the Attorney General will come and kick them in the butt instead. So basically, it's a very tough bill. It puts Casper into the Attorney General's office out of the Cabinet for Health and Family Services. Stumbo says that the key to this bill is basically we've got to crack down on the prescription pill problem in this state. And the only way to do it is to be very, very difficult and tough on it.
Governor Beshear has talked about it. We're actually unveiled a tough budget proposal, and that has drawn the concern from university presidents who were in Frankfurt this week.
Yeah, higher education is going through its sixth consecutive budget cut, and that's what the president of the University of Kentucky and University of Louisville president Jim Ramsey basically told a House budget subcommittee this week, is that, you know, we're trying to do our best. You've given us these objectives. UK is a land-grant university. University of Louisville is supposed to be a metropolitan research university, and they told the committee, we're doing these things you want us to do. We have these top national programs. But we're going through our sixth consecutive cut, our 11th cut in the last decade since 2001. And, you know, it's hard for us to do these things. You know, we're trying to keep students first. We're trying to keep faculty and staff first. But we can't say that we won't lay people off. We can't say that tuition won't shoot through the roof. We can't say that scholarships won't be lost. We know the difficulty that you all are in. But, you know, we can't say that these things won't happen. We've protected them up to this point, and now, you know, you're cutting more than the meat off the bone.
And finally, when we last heard from former Agriculture Commissioner Richie Farmer, he had been accused of holding on to some of the equipment from his administration, and also the audit has been launched into the, you know, the financial dealings and practices during his administration. Now we learn he filed for unemployment benefits.
Yeah, that's correct. That's a story we saw this week in the Courier-Journal. You know, it's kind of funny. The law on unemployment insurance is pretty clear. If you're a public official, you cannot collect unemployment benefits after you leave office. Former Secretary of State Trey Grayson was very active on Twitter saying he can't believe this, that Richie Farmer even would think about doing this. Former Auditor Crit Llewellyn said she didn't even think about filing for unemployment benefits. And I think we've gotten to the point in the Richie Farmer story that something needs to be done, that the former commissioner, you know, someone needs to come to his aid and really help direct him in his public life and his post-commissioner life, because he's really twisting out in the wind with these decisions.
And he's really been a beloved figure in Kentucky for many years, and it is kind of sad to see everything kind of turned this way.
Yeah, it's very sad. I mean, you're talking about a guy from Clay County who was undersized, who worked his way on the basketball court, you know, University of Kentucky basketball player when very few thought he had the caliber to do that, became a star, is one of these mountain boys that played basketball at Kentucky. That's obviously a recipe for success. Decides to get into public life, has two terms of agriculture commissioner, and then all of a sudden it's just this fall from grace has been, I mean, if we wrote the book on it without knowing these things were true, people would call it fiction. They mm-hmm. would not think that it's true. And it's just odd that the people who helped Richie Farmer get to where he is and tried to make him a Republican star in politics, I don't know where they're at now. They're seeming to leaving him just, you know, on the sidelines, battered and bruised, and not giving him much direction.
All right. Kenny Colston is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio, which includes WFPL. Kenny, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Scott Hensley from NPR.org. This is State of the News on WFPL.